to the gate. You can't depend on your waiters, cause you'll be over your tater. I'm talking growing tomatoes, feeding the worms I fish with later. I'll have a fish stick plate over a 6 foot grave before I take a knee as our anthem plays. My hands on my heart, I stand on what I say, and my Second Amendment handles what I can. I ain't trying to be Billy Badass or talk shit. I'm just saying, there's the line, don't cross it. I got a red rider gun when I was 3, so I don't run or hide from anything. Bitch, I'm a red, white, and blue collar boy from the South. You can fuck around and find out.
I love my country, love my freedom. Fuck a welfare, now I don't need them. Shotgun raised from the woods to the plate. Ain't never went hungry, ain't never too late. So come around here, son, running your mouth. You can fuck around and find out.
They know where to find me. I'll be half drunk, strapped up in a white tee. I can show you if it's needed. When you see it, you'll believe it. If you don't love it, you can leave it. Michael Jackson, you can beat it. F-A-F-O, I teach you how this game go. Different joints, same smoke. Wake up, wear the same clothes. Real redneck, I'm a piece of white trash. Blue collar boy, but my lady's high class. Got the music way up loud with a cigar in my mouth. Fuck around and come find out how we do it in the South.
Ain't saying nothing, but you're running that mouth. I'll never take a handout, I'm too damn proud. I'm a son of the dirty South, with a truck seat high, any straight pipes loud. This land, land of freedom, double barrels in case we need. Man up, or sit your ass down. We done talking, fuck around and find out.
Love my country, love my freedom. Fuck the welfare, now I don't need them. Shotgun raised from the woods to the plate. Ain't never went hungry, ain't never too late. So come around here, son, running your mouth. You can fuck around and find out.
Well, it's that time again, and it's time for the Sunday rant. It's Sunday, February 15th. I hope everybody had a good bullshit holiday. I mean, jeweler's holiday. I mean, jeweler's holiday. I mean, made up holiday. Valentine's Day. Sure, that's what it's called, Valentine's Day. So much to talk about this week. And is anybody else tired of all these actors and all these celebrities coming out, telling us how bad Trump is, telling us how bad our country is? I mean, it's bad enough to see all of these Hollywood, you know, pansy ass actors that have, these people create fiction their whole lives. And they're the only thing that they really, you know, can hang their hat on is somebody picked them out of the crowd, mainly the CIA, and groomed them to be who they are. They really, most of them are so unaccomplished that they celebrate mediocrity every time they do an award show. And it's amazing to me how they all seem to have an opinion that we should be listening to, which, like the Olympic athletes this week, you know, you sit down, you represent your country, and what's the first thing you do? You sit there and tell everybody how miserable your country is. Well, there's a solution for that. We strip you of your medal, and we throw you off the team, and then you don't compete again. That's how that game works. And we need to get back to that, because there's a certain, and Trump's guilty of this too, right? There's a certain decorum that you have to have on the world stage. And that decorum, you know, especially now with all the release of the Epstein files. And again, I'll talk about Epstein in just a minute. But to go out on the national stage and sit there and run the country down into, this is how bad things are. This is how bad our country is. this is how bad I think our country's become. Okay, that's not the, it's not the framework for it. It's not the time for it. It's definitively not the not the decorum for it. It's, man. Yeah, it's amazing. We take for granted that most of these athletes are not being groomed. And have you noticed that everything's political now? It doesn't matter what it is. Everything's political. I'm tired of award shows. Like, not that I watch them anyway, but every year it's a who's who of who can outdo themselves with the most woke-tardedness at any one of the actors' award shows, which, you know, already celebrate mediocrity. And I would hope that as things develop over the Epstein files, that these people are put back in their place and that we put the lid back on that box. Like, award shows are not political grandstanding opportunities, and neither are sporting events, right? Where people pay money to go and watch sports. People pay money to go and, you know, watch the Olympics. The last thing they want to hear is some Olympic athlete who's a spoiled brat anyway, sit there and pontificate about some political ideology that most of them don't know the square root of shit about in the first place. And I'm sick of it. We're all sick of the whole gay, trans, pronouns, sexual identity nonsense, right? It's all nonsense. It's all a construct of the color revolution. And, you know, you've got the 1% that actually believes in that. And then you got the 99% that kowtow to it, like political correctness. When that came around back in the 80s, it was literally a shift in the entire culture of business. Now, did some of it have to happen? Yeah. There was a lot of things that in the workplace that were just downright inappropriate. And, you know, there are some good things that have come out of it, but there's a whole lot of bad things that have come out of it too. And now you have a whole generation of people that kowtow to whatever, you know, mental illness is present in the office, and everybody has to kowtow to it because HR has turned in from personnel, which is what they should go back to, is personnel. Go hire somebody. No, don't tell me about corporate culture. Stick that up your ass. Shut the fuck up and go hire somebody. I need these two skill sets. I need them here, and they need to have a personality. That's as far as it goes for you. Then go back to your office and shut the fuck up and don't put anything in email to anybody that even remotely talks about corporate culture or DEI, or you're fired. Now get the fuck out of my sight. That's how that should go. Most of the HR people, the exception of a few, in fact, the gal that I worked with I've worked with a couple of good HR, senior HR people that were squared away and understood what their role was. So now you see this, you know, and some of the HR directors I've worked with in the last couple of years are just fucking insurgents. They just drive me absolutely insane. Everything's political. And COVID made it worse. COVID gave all the HR Karens the opportunity to fuck over everybody in their organization that they didn't like. And I watched a lot of that shit happen too. And now the pendulum's swinging the other way. And hopefully the pendulum will swing far enough so every one of these Karens will be thrown out on their ass. So we're seeing the pendulum start to swing the other way. We're seeing the disclosures that I've been talking about for 3 years. Those should be in this new set of documents. If what I've been told is actually in the documents, within the next 2 days, you're going to start to see some shocking revelations about what these people have really been doing. And remember, this is only 2 years. And again, I have to caution everybody. As much as you want to buy into everything in these files, we don't know what's been curated. We don't know what's been we don't know what's been added. We don't know what's been spoofed. And emails are really easy to spoof. So sorry, my phone is going nuts. So we don't know what's real and what's not. That's the short answer on it. But I will tell you this, and this is from personal experience. Some of the things in these files are real. So the satanic rituals, the rape, torture, dismemberment of children, it's all real. The grooming of children to have babies, make babies, the torture and rape of, you know, pre-pubescent girls and boys. It's not just girls, it's boys too. That's real. All that shit's real. These people are demons. And hopefully they will all be outed. At least enough of them to sway public opinion. And look, for whatever issues Trump has, this was the right decision. Just redact the victims and throw everybody under the fucking bus. And they're all worried about it's going to crash the stock market. It's going to reset the system. Bring it. Reset the whole thing. And this doesn't stop until we go back to who started this. Now, I did a show on Saturday. I did Tommy's podcast. I'll throw the link in the description so you can actually go and listen to it. It was just me and Tanner Watkins on Tommy's podcast on Saturday. And it was interesting, to say the least. First of all, Tanner Watkins is an incredibly smart woman, incredibly smart. I have a tremendous amount of respect for her because she's done the deep dive. She's done the research. She's dived into all the things that the CIA has been involved with, Project Gladio, and there's a host of others. And she had me speechless twice on the show because, and again, she's done the deep dive on politicians too. Like, you know, you'll hear me admit that I don't pay attention to AOC at all. I really don't care. She's nails on a chalkboard. She's got that voice where it just drives me absolutely crazy just to hear her talk. So I didn't waste any time on her. Turns out she's got a degree in economics and she is probably a CIA asset, which, you know, the Social Democrats who are deeply behind AOC, and her boyfriend was a Social Democrat funded by the CIA. So, but the revelation is, and this is the thing that I think everybody is feeling right now. Everybody on the planet is feeling, I guess the best way to say it is, everything that we've been told, everything about our history is just a bold-faced lie. Everything. It doesn't matter what it is. And, you know, we talked about Detachment A or Dead A, which is ODA now. And I've done a lot of work for those guys, not knowing what their real mission is. And, you know, the truth of the matter is you don't ask. You get tasked to do things. You go do them and then you don't ask questions because it's part of the mission. But ODA was literally, they were the stay behind units in Russia, and they took over equipment that the Germans had left behind and changed it over to NATO equipment versus German equipment. And she goes into all of it. I mean, it just, yeah, that blew my mind. I was like, I did not know what those guys did. So I, if you haven't watched, it's 2 hours. Highly recommend you watch it. I approach things from, the narrative point of view and the information point of view. She approaches things from the operational point of view. It turns out to be a good balance. And when you add General Holt and EM to it, it's a good solid roundtable discussion. And you know, she talks about the Praetorians. And again, you've heard me say this. I'm not sure how much of that I buy into, but in this case, she makes a very compelling argument, and it's really not too far-fetched, right? And again, I'll let you watch the video, but suffice it to say that everything that we're seeing just reinforces that our entire history has been basically carefully curated and fed to us, even in the education system, to the point where it's just nonsense. And I would love to say that we can fix the education system and we can fix the media, but just short of going into media outlets, like ABC News was owned by the CIA front company. And that should tell you everything you need to know right there. The fucking CIA needs to be dismantled. In total, dismantled. And all the psychopaths that they've hired over the last 50 years, they all need to be hunted down. Every single one of them needs to be hunted down. Because we're seeing the downstream effects, the second, third, fourth, and fifth order effects from an intelligence organization that has been completely compromised and completely usurps the entire Constitution. Title 10 and U.S. Title 10, U.S. Title 50 dictate very, very clearly that the intelligence organizations are not to operate on U.S. soil. And that's exactly what they've done. They've filtered people down to every governor's office. They control most of the media and social media. They've created through DARPA surveillance systems like Facebook, Google, and some of the others to track what people are doing and build relationship mappings across the country. And they're even in local news too. And that should tell you that they need to go. They absolutely, positively need to go. And I'm hoping that this pendulum swing will create enough momentum to where the American public will take back the country. Because we are a laughingstock to the world right now. We have run around for the last 70 years or 80 plus years since the end of World War II, yelling and screaming about how we were on the higher moral ground. And we were the best country in the world. We were run by the best and the brightest. Turns out, no, we were run by fucking pedophiles and child molesters. And they're all psychopaths. And oh, by the way, they're funding Zionists. And oh, by the way, those Zionists just happen to be centered in Israel. The same, 8 million people that have completely compromised everybody in our government. We don't even have a leg to stand on. We're just a laughingstock right now. So I'm hoping that the momentum swings back the other way. And there is some hope of that. This week, they raided Maricopa County, the Maricopa County Clerk's Office, and they took all of the paper ballots. I think they took the signature matching, and I think they took all of the online ballots as well. And hopefully, they're going to go after the machines. And I heard this morning that Katie Hobbs is under investigation for fraud and money laundering. So let's hope that the FBI is actually doing their job. We'll see, because they haven't arrested anybody yet. Supposedly, they've opened some investigations because of all the blowback on Epstein. And if you watch Pam Bondi's, her testimony on Thursday, all you can do is shake your head. She basically handed the midterms to the left without even breaking a sweat. And it was the worst performance I think I've ever seen. Literally, she was asked, and of course it's 4-minute grandstanding by all these Democrats that are just saying Trump's the worst guy in the world. He's the only one in the files. He was the only one that did anything. Nobody else did anything. And he wanted sex with underage girls, blah, blah, blah. 4-minute diatribes to get to the question of how many open investigations are. So they have to lead you up with all this horseshit. First of all, congressional hearings are bullshit. They're complete fucking bullshit. It's just theatrics and stupidity. Everybody's got a script. They all read their script. They all grandstand. They all stand up there like, we give a fuck. Nobody cares. No one cares. No one believes a word anybody says at the national level, especially in Congress. That's why the first three letters are CON. C-O-N. It's all horseshit. Congressional hearings lead nowhere. They don't lead to arrests. They don't lead to convictions. They don't lead to jail time. All they lead to is more bullshit. So you got to start with that premise before you even look at it. But then Pam Bondi walks in the door and she takes a script out of the whole 2016 Trump campaign, debate strategy where she gets on stage and she wants to, spar with everybody and brawl with everybody. Wrong answer. The right answer should have been, we have X, Y, and Z going on. We have these investigations, and oh, by the way, we're looking into these people. But she didn't say that. She basically said, my perm okay? Does my perm okay? Can you see my forehead? It was the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But again, could be one of three things. Could be one, she purposely went in there and was a complete moron. Number two, she went in there to blow it up intentionally. Or number three, she was reading a script. But none of that was real. Not a word of it. Because the whole premise that she was trying to put forward was, why are we worried about this? Why are we looking at this? These files have been around for 10 years. Nobody's done anything with them. So why should we care about them? Well, let's see. Let's start with the fact that you have heads of state from 50 major countries around the world and diplomats from 50 different countries that are raping, torturing, and mutilating children. I think that's significant. And then you have lawyers and bankers and people here in the U.S. that were raping, torturing, and killing children too. I think that's significant. You have people openly discussing eating child's flesh and processing adrenochrome. And who knows if that's real, but you should look into it. I think it's vaguely important when you read something about organ harvesting to create a drug and it's done on a mass scale. I think that's significant. I think it's important to actually look at that. I think it might be something that we would be interested in as the public to understand how much depravity has actually been going on and for how long and who was perpetrating it. I think that's significant. But instead we get, does my hair look okay? Can you see my forehead? And Americans rightfully had the exact same response. So much so that every time she posted on social media for the next 48 hours, she got ratioed to the point where they had to shut down the comments. And that should tell you that the level of anger and vitriol and hate and discontent is building to a boiling point. And I think Trump finally figured it out on Sunday. Actually, it was yesterday. It was Saturday. He figured it out when he said, release the files or you're fired. You got 24 hours to release the files. Because he realized he was getting raked over the coals. And as much as I want to say this is the fight, this is not the fight. The fight, as Colonel Watkins so elegantly put, is not the Epstein system. It is the intelligence apparatus that is behind all of it. They're behind, and this is the part that should get under your skin. We've sent Americans to every mud hole on this planet to fight enemies that the CIA has funded, trained, and used against our own troops. We've sent troops to every mud hole on this planet where the CIA has fed them illegal drugs like heroin and cocaine, like they did in Vietnam. And now they're trafficking children. They're money laundering. They're in media. They're in social media. It's time for the fucking CIA to go. It's time for them to be dismantled. It's time for them to be held accountable for all of their fucking crimes. And I mean all of them, including collusion with other nations to overthrow our own government. That shit is significant. And the fact that we're talking about it now openly because of all of the linkages that are in the Epstein documents should be a wake-up call for everybody in the country that really who's behind all of this shit is the fucking Central Intelligence Agency and MI6 and Mossad. But you didn't pull off an operation like Epstein without a hell of a lot of oversight from the CIA. Just like 9/11. That shit didn't just show up on our doorstep and the CIA didn't know about it. Just like the fact that all of it was planned and coordinated by CIA assets, that should make your blood boil. And then there's the whole situation with Al-Qaeda, where we fund, train, and continue to pay for Al-Qaeda, who fights against our soldiers in Syria and wherever else they are. Somebody explain to me how the fuck that's a good idea. And then on top of all of that, the coup de grace of fucking all of that is the fact that we pay Israel $18 billion a year to compromise our own fucking politicians. Help me make that make sense. I'm like listening to Tanner Watkins talk, and I'm thinking, we're funding $18 billion a year to Israel so they can fuck us over with politicians they control, a country of 8 million people. Somebody tell me what the fuck is wrong with that picture. You got to be shitting me. And then to have Netanyahu go on national TV and say you need to start fighting back against Americans who are calling it out. How about you sit the fuck down, go back to your country, and go to prison for the crimes you committed, you fucking evil fuck. My God. The level of fuck you that's right in our face should make everybody angry. It should piss you off to no end. And to see Trump go out there, and especially Cash Patel, this week on Fox News, he's like, we need to put Israel first. No, you need to be fired, you short little fuck. I gave you the benefit of the doubt. I even supported you when you went into office. But that's fucking too far over the line. That is the line. We take care of our country first. We don't take care of fucking Israel first. We take care of America first and Americans. Not 8 million fucking entitled people who have been fucking us since the day they were fucking created. I'm done listening to that shit. I'm done listening to that short, evil fuck go on national TV and tell us that you're the most important fucking religion on the planet. No, you're not. And you're not our greatest ally. You're our greatest enemy. You always have been. Zionist fuck. You're not even Jewish, cocksucker. God, I hate that fucking guy. God. You want to talk about who Satan is and the Antichrist? It's that evil fuck. It should make your blood boil. Because all this leads back to how many Americans have died since the end of World War II on wars that these people created through the CIA, that's created wars and conflicts that Americans died in by the thousands. And now it's all in black and white. Now, how much of it's true? Who knows? Because everything else is a lie. So who knows? You can't put a 100% stock that what you're seeing in the Epstein files is all real, because how much of it's curated? How much of it's fabricated? We know that they've thrown poison pills in there, and they've done it purposely to implicate Trump. Okay. And I was looking at a list today, somebody posted in the Roundtable channel, list today of, these are all the people that knew what Epstein was doing. You know who wasn't on the list? Alan Dershowitz, his fucking attorney. You know who else wasn't on the list? The Clintons. You know who else wasn't on the list? Peter Thiel. You know who else was on the list? Steve Bannon. But yet, Trump was number three. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Can you just curate some more stupidity like that? It's the most retarded thing I've ever seen. And on top of that, they've also laced in things where Melania is guilty and the sons are guilty. I don't buy a word of that. I don't buy a word of it. Now, do I buy the Clintons were there? Abso-fucking-lutely I do. Do I buy that Peter Thiel was there? Absolutely I do. Do I think that Tom Hanks was there and some of the others? Absolutely I do. Those are the names I want to see on the list. Those are the names I want to see next week. I want to see the frequent flyer list. I want to know who the most frequent person was to the island. That's what I want to know. And then I want to see, in very short order after that comes out, I want to see them cuffed, thrown into the back of a vehicle, flown to Gitmo, and put on display for the entire world to watch. This is what happens when you fuck children. You go to jail. And then I want to see, after the trial, the conviction, and the sentencing, a public execution of said individuals. And I want it to be very public. So we'll see. But my advice is you should keep the volume up. Don't let the volume down. And if this goes to gunfire, if this tears down the stock market, Fuck it. Bring it. Bring the rain. Sick of this endless fucking waiting and watching these all these markets manipulated to the point where they're just non-functional. I mean, last week, literally last week, gold and silver went down almost 100%. I mean, literally went down like 20 or 30% in one day. And the inventory stayed the same. There wasn't any inventory. They stopped trading silver. Full stop. But the market was still going down. Help me make that make sense. Yeah. Our system is really clean, really secure. If it's so fucking secure and it's so bulletproof and so trustworthy, then how is it that the inventory is at zero and the price of silver is still going down? The whole system's a joke. It needs to be burned to the fucking ground and completely rebuilt. And it needs to be rebuilt over the ashes of the people that brought us here. And I mean the whole families, the whole bloodline. Because one of the other things that I saw during our conversation on Saturday is, and it was the realization that the whole system is created by the intelligence agency and perpetuates this incestuous relationship with families and with kids and brings them up through the system and grooms them to take over all these big names and launder all this money. It's completely, the deck is completely stacked against the average American. And if you haven't figured that out yet, just go look at the post that talks about one of Epstein's properties winning the lottery. And that'll tell you they've even fucking corrupted the lottery system. They're supposed to draw seven numbers. They deal with these golf balls with numbers on them, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's really secure when Jeffrey fucking Epstein wins $80 million in a lottery where the odds are 1 in 6 billion. Get the fuck out of here. They've corrupted every institution in our society. It's time for the whole fucking thing to burn to the ground and start over with people who understand selfless service. And they're not sociopaths. The quintessential sociopath that I'm referring to is Nancy Pelosi. This woman's been in politics for so long that she's completely divorced from reality. And she's even entitled about the fact that she can money launder an insider trade. That should tell you everything that's wrong with Congress. These people think that they're entitled to launder money and to insider trade. Help me make that make sense. You're entitled. The level of entitlement is off the charts. And they're laundering your money. And put this in perspective, just so you understand why this pisses me off so much. First of all, we pay over 50% in taxes, so those motherfuckers can take it out of the system and reward themselves for work that they don't even do. And on top of that, if we don't pay the 50% in taxes, we have a bunch of government assholes come and confiscate our property. And oh, by the way, they take our bank accounts, shut down our bank accounts, and we don't have any recourse. It's time for the system to burn to the fucking ground. The CIA needs to go away. The IRS needs to go away. The FBI needs to go away. And definitely DIA and NSA need to go away. They're clearly not doing anything. And on top of that, I thought alcohol, tobacco, and firearms were all legal in this country. Why the fuck do we need an agency that monitors alcohol, tobacco, and firearms? And then there's the whole DEA. What would you say you do here? Other than traffic and help traffickers. You know, the only institution in the government, I think, that can actually be reformed is the Border Patrol. And we didn't have Department of Homeland Security before 9/11. We didn't have the Patriot Act before that. But let's see, who wrote the Patriot Act? That's right, the CIA wrote that. Or a former CIA agent, because former means they're formerly with the CIA. They're not still working with the CIA in a different format, like going to Facebook or going to Twitter and working in the censorship department, because you're former FBI and CIA. So that means you're just a civilian now. they all need to be burned to the fucking ground. I'm at the point where every time I hear something different about what the CIA has done to fuck over Americans, I want to go and burn down the whole fucking place. I don't even care if there's alien bodies underneath fucking Langley. I don't care. Burn them up too. Fuck them. I'll stay blissfully unaware. I'm good. But it's time to reset the system. It's time to purge the system of all the pedophiles and all the shitbags, all the money launderers, all the psychopaths, and all the sociopaths. And it's time to build something better. That doesn't mean AI. It means something better that's run by humans, that's controlled by humans, that has checks, real checks and balances, and real consequences. And that's been the problem. There's been no consequences for these people for over 80 years. It's time to show them some really strong fucking consequences right now. I'll be back on Tuesday. God bless.